December 27th, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, Episode 17, The Holiday Mashup. Hey everybody, it's the J-Strom. Welcome to Episode 17 of Nowhere in Mulberry. You may be wondering what's with why we're outside doing a remote. We're not in the station. I'm here with Mulberry historian Mulberry Bill. Hey Bill, how's it going?
It's okay right now, but it's going to get messy later.
That's right. Now, I want to fill you guys in on stuff. This week, we have a holiday mashup. Basically, is we're too lazy to do a whole show, basically because we're busy because of the holidays. So we're going to put clips together of all of our favorite stuff from past shows. But what we're doing outside is we're sneaking up on Bill's land, and we're going to take back the historical library and get rid of all those zombies. What do you say, Bill?
I'm ready, man. Let's do this.
There's a few.
Fucking load.
There's a few, you know, around your acreage, but it seems like most of them are partying inside. I heard the Firefly theme earlier, and you're right; they do play that pretty much over and over again.
Yeah, it's what I think. It's like their sustenance, other than brains.
There's one. There's coming up right behind you. He thinks he's sneaking up on you.
Yeah, and watch this.
Oh, nice, nice shot.
Yep, right through the eye.
Now it. You may be asking why we're not using silencers. It's because we want to attract more of them. Because once they come closer, I'll whip this baby out. Oh, hell yeah.
And I've got the fireworks to occupy them.
Yes, just like that other thing.
Land of the Dead.
And boom goes the dynamite.
That's right, Foggy. Foggy is here with us with his soundboard.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Foggy's unarmed, so he's kind of scared shitless right now. So, Foggy, just be cool, man. Just play your sound clips.
Foggy's armed with his sound.
That's right. Okay. Now, I want to explain to you what the holiday mashup is, and we don't have Vanessa and Steven here with us. They're both busy doing their holiday things. I think Steven is partying in Vegas or something. And hold on.
Steven's a pacifist to begin with. He just doesn't believe in killing anything, including the undead.
Oh, okay. Let me just drop those two before I move on. Bill, this first segment is a little ditty I put together of all of our opening, you know, just like we're doing now. This is the opening of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's all of my favorite clips from episode 1 to 16. The sound quality on some of these, people have to bear with us. We're learning over time from episode 1 up to present. We're still learning. We still don't know what the hell we're doing, do we, Bill?
We're hanging by a thread.
That's right. Whoa.
One sounded kind of off in the distance.
Yeah.
Is there somebody else out here?
I think there is. It's Mr. McCready.
Gotta always love Mr. McCready.
He's just trying to keep him off his land. You guys live pretty close to each other, don't you?
Yeah.
Kind of like a Mason-Dixon line thing going on between your land.
Yeah, when I fart, you can smell it.
Now, okay, this first part I hope you guys enjoy, and that's, you know, our openers. We'll have some voicemail and stuff like that, but
it's going to be a massacre.
Not only are the zombies probably excited to see this, I'm excited to hear it and see it too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Because there's so much to see.
Now, let's go ahead and listen to this first segment. I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be here cleaning up the world of zombies. Shing. You always hear that in movies when someone pulls a knife. Shing.
Even if it's not very sharp. Yeah. Or it's a letter opener. You know,
someone could get a letter opener off a desk and you'd hear it. Shing.
I want to be a Foley artist.
Hey, does anyone notice in movies also when you pick up a gun, you could unholster a gun and hear, you know, they're not even cocking.
And how many times do they cock a gun before they actually shoot it? But you never see any bullets fly out of it.
Well, also, you hold a gun up to somebody and you're like, don't move, I mean it. And to really show you, I mean it, pull the hammer back. Oh, now he really means business. Before, he was just holding a gun to me, but he clicked the hammer back.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that
it's threatening.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that it's an automatic and you don't even need to click the hammer back. Am I right?
Well, it may, because if it's a single or double action, because if it's a, you know.
It's an exclamation point.
Right. I'm no gun expert or anything, but I'm going to say that that's a big movie cliche, right?
It's a movie cliche, but again, if it's a single or double action, that could depend. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And if it's a movie cliche, what movie did it start with?
Well, you're the historian, so I'm going to go to you for this information.
I have no freaking idea.
Wizard of Oz?
Yes, it started in Wizard of Oz. Do you remember the part when
damn munchkins.
Scarecrow had a Tech 9 on the evil witch? No, wait, I don't even think a Tech 9 has a hammer on it.
No, a Tech 9 is fully automatic. You could always ask the Columbine kids.
Boo! I'm sorry, we're not ready for that yet. I haven't gotten past that. Because we need Bill's voice on our show. He is a member of the Mulberry community that must be heard. Am I right?
Yes, he is.
He's much like Jim Jones. What? Where the hell did I pull that?
Jim Jones.
Yeah. He had some Kool-Aid he wanted us all to drink.
Bill, usually, I'm not drinking his Kool-Aid.
But how sad is the bus fire yesterday?
Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
What?
That was great. Some old biddy left her oxygen tank on and it blew the bus up. I mean, that's just great. That's hilarious.
Wow.
That's pretty evil.
Yes,
these poor old people.
Oh. As usual, I'm going to have to ask you all to ignore Bill. Looking around, I see you're all two steps ahead of me.
Yeah, I thought it was
the way to comment.
I thought it was really sad, and the saddest thing about it, and I don't know why I think like this, but it turned out to not be as bad where they didn't even have to evacuate to begin with.
Exactly.
Hello, this is a fan from Great UK. I love Nowhere Mulberry. It's great. Daystrom, Vanessa, Stephen, and Bill. Though, Bill, you're quite disturbing about your old people dying on the bus. Thanks, guys. Great show. Keep it up.
All right.
Who the hell was that?
As a fan from Great Britain.
And apparently,
what did
she said something about it's disturbing about the people dying on the bus.
Bill was making fun of the old people who died last week.
Yeah.
I'll make the comment again. Listen, these old people were old. They were dying anyways. The woman that caused the explosion had a friggin' oxygen tank.
As usual, I'm going to have to ask you all to ignore Bill. Looking around, I see you're all two steps ahead of me.
Hey, they had a long life. Why not go out in flames?
Oh, Billy.
Okay, guys. I was going back and listening to our recent shows, not because I'm really vain. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to hear the quality of the recordings and everything. And I re-listened to our first ever episode. There's some embarrassing moments in there of, you know, pauses, coughs, or whatever, which hasn't changed at all from episode to episode. But thank God we have the power of editing. I want to thank Mulberry Bill for editing our last episode. You turned a rotten piece of coal into a diamond.
A piece of coal that you can burn now.
A piece of coal.
Sometimes we get nuggets of gold from pieces of shit. And that is with Steven panicking on the episode one. Now, here's what happened. Here at the radio station, we have a red phone that must be answered anytime it rings. I mean, it's an emergency.
It's the police commissioner.
It's the
bat phone.
It's the manager of the station saying, a shit cloud's coming. Get the hell out of there.
A huge cloud of shit. Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go.
All right, guys. So what happened is Steven had to take over the reins for me because I had to answer the red phone because something was going on. Here is what happened when Steven took over. Is that? All right, Steven, you take over for a second.
Well, that's okay. Let's see what else we have here in the news today. Oh, a rescue helicopter has crashed. This is, again, going back to the New Orleans stuff.
Wow, this is painful.
Looks like a Coast Guard type.
This went out over the air in Mulberry, by the way.
Rescuing people, plucking people off the rooftops. See how many times I go, trying to see where all is happening here. You want to? I'm reading about this helicopter. Oh, here. It's a rescue helicopter. We went back to New Orleans somehow.
All right.
That's real rough.
Wow, what a disaster. I was like, you didn't even read anything, really. You just got like, that was gold, Jerry.
That was hard to listen to.
I know, but I was listening to the show, and I was like, man, I didn't notice that before. He's really sweating there. I mean, it's like, wow.
Foggy likes the butt sex.
I love you. You complete me.
Apparently, Foggy liked what you just said, so why else would he have played that drop?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, we watched My Name is Earl this week, and I, you know, it's a good show, but I don't think it held up to the previous weeks. It wasn't gut-busting funny, but it had some chuckles in it.
Yeah,
the premise
was one. Steven's sleeping. Dude, he's sleeping.
Are you serious? Steven. Steven.
Yes?
Were you sleeping?
Nah, zoned out watching TV over here.
Dude, you were
snoring. You were sleeping.
You were snoring, man.
I was?
Yes.
You were sleeping, man.
You were going, that's gold, Jerry.
That was great.
It's like, yeah, he's got quite an idea. If I need to fall asleep, just put on Nowhere in Mulberry. Just instantly pass out.
Just go biking for about 10 miles in the sun and come back and try and do
this. The funniest thing is Steven was like, hey, remember, you're in a different time zone than me. And I was like, yeah, you're in an earlier time zone than me. I'm 2 hours later. But nice try, though, Steven.
Hey, anything to... Anything to try and get away with something.
That was great. The best part about that is the, I was just watching TV for a second, just zoned out.
Yeah, I just zoned out for a second, that's all.
Yeah, when I zone out, it's like... Okay.
That's a specific zone out, man.
Now, guys, we got a voicemail from one of Steven's co-workers. Got to hear this, I think it's pretty funny. This is, who's this, Brad?
Brad.
Brad, okay, here's his voicemail.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a worker with Steven. My name's Brad. Just want to tell you guys a little bit about him out here in L.A. We went to Venice Beach the other day, and Steven picked out of the crowd to be a performer on one of the side shows at Venice Beach. Well, as soon as he got picked out, he says, hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs, because he was wearing shorts and his legs were all white. And then the... performer said, dude, what's up with that white hair? He says, it's me. I'm wild. So just thought I'd let you guys know that you can broadcast on air.
We'll talk later. What is he talking about? Blonde hair or what?
No, not blonde. It's because it's brightly colored hair.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the performer had brightly colored hair?
No, I do.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Oh, I think Foggy's got a new drop. Play that again, Foggy.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Whenever I need to call Steven in the other room, I'm just going to have Foggy play that. Now,
yeah, that's probably what him picked me out of the crowd was this bright burgundy hair.
Was it like, hey, chicken legs, come here, KFC chicken legs?
He saw my hair first. He's like, what's up with the hair? And he pulls me through, and then he pulls my short leg up and looks at my legs. Oh,
what was it? What, he was touching you? That
in
is bizarre. It's like, no, you can't. No touching, sir. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hello. Nothing much.
Are you there in your library, your fortified zombie-proof library?
It's a library. Library.
Yes. I'm in my fortified library.
Now, I kind of picture the library kind of being like the hatch underground in Lost. Is it something like that? But with a lot of books? Or
if you consider pornography books.
Yes. Fine literature. Now, we also have Steven here. No. How are you doing, Steven? Where the hell's Steven at? Oh, wait, he's in L.A. this week. You know what happened to Steven, really, guys? You know, I'm trying to... He didn't want me to talk about this, but Steven is going through an audit. He has joined Scientology.
Like you consider Scientology.
It got him.
Yeah, he is now an OT3.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, he's drained his bank account, and soon he will...
And drained his thetans.
Yeah. He is less negative lately. He seems very positive. And you know what's weird? He just scored the lead in the new Bruckheimer film, so this stuff works. He's going to be a movie
star.
That's
great. Did he get himself an e-meter?
Yes. He was like, here, touch this. And I was like, get the hell away from me right now, Steven. I mean it. And he's like, no, brother. And he touched me, and I felt electricity.
Brother?
Yeah. And he tried to call me brother. Like he's, and then he drank some Kool-Aid and dropped dead right in front of me. It was crazy.
Wait, for the spaceship?
Yeah. So, and he took
this damn Jim Jones Scientologist with the Heaven's Gate group.
And when I was standing over him dead, all of a sudden I heard, bzz, whoosh, whoosh, and it was like.
Was it a lightsaber?
No, it was predators. And they came and picked his body up, and they gave me an old musket.
Oh, I thought maybe they'd give you an alien skull.
So it turned out Steven is one of the predators. He was just a really bad predator.
What is he, a Scientology? Or a Scientology?
He's one of those happy predators.
Yeah.
With breathing problems.
Yeah. Now, hey, let's go ahead and listen to Jen's voicemail.
Hi, this is Jen. I play with a few of you on multiple online games because I'm a horrible geek like that. I cannot believe I just listened to your 10th episode. I know it's a few days late. I normally listen to it the day of, but I cannot believe that you do not like Moulin Rouge. I am hurt. I actually told David that we can't listen to you guys anymore.
Uh-oh.
I am horribly hurt. I loved Moulin Rouge. I also loved Chicago and multiple other musicals because I'm a girl like that. That's the only way I'm a girl.
She's also a geek like that.
I cannot believe you don't, guys don't like Moulin Rouge. I'm very hurt. That is one of the songs in that particular musical is going to be played at mine and David's wedding on Thursday. I am very hurt. That is all. Bye.
Okay, congratulations. Sorry. Once again.
Again, she said it herself. It's a girl thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to lump it into being a girl thing.
She said it, not me. I'm not saying
it. Well, let me play again what happened on that episode. Let's listen.
Chicago, but I hated Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I couldn't watch 10 minutes of that movie.
It gave me, the best way I can describe it is douche chills. When I watched Moulin Rouge, it didn't feel right. It was like I was watching it, and I was going, I started to question my sexuality. You know, it was that bad. I mean, them singing, like, modern songs.
It was retarded.
Yeah, it was really awful.
So, basically, Vanessa thought it was retarded.
I hated that movie. I'm sorry. I would rather someone blew up, okay? But
now, I will say this about Moulin Rouge. And, Jen, we love your feedback. Give us more. Hey, you know, not everyone's going to agree on movies, you know? But I will say this, when I look at Moulin Rouge, it looks like a beautiful movie. Beautifully shot. Incredible sets. Incredible
lighting.
Sound. Incredible DTS track on the DVD. But, you know, those kind of movies aren't for everyone. Yeah. Like, I will tell you right now, and this is totally going to sound gay, but I love Grease. I can dig Grease all night long. What the hell am I talking? But anyway, Grease is good.
Grease too.
Grease is the word, man.
Not
you know?
To mention okay. Xanadu. You're a big Xanadu
a cool
fan.
Writer.
Let me just justify my comments on Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
I don't hate the film.
It's backpedaling.
Well, I'm backpedaling a little bit.
The guy was
I don't
gay.
Stop it, Foggy.
Stop it, Foggy.
I don't hate the film. I think it's a beautiful film. I own the film on the discontinued,
beta.
Sadly,
on beta.
DVHS in 1080i high definition.
Wow.
It's
nice.
It's a gorgeous film.
I'm very hurt.
And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I said that I got douche chills from it, but there's just something about the film.
What a
even
whip.
Though even though it is a beautiful film, very well done. I have nothing against Baz Luhrmann's direction. I think it's gorgeous. I just can't get into it. The music takes me right out of it.
Well, you know what's funny, Bill, is my wife listened to the show and she was like, douche chills? That's gross. Couldn't he say feminine cleansing chills? Damn Seth Green comedy, which will fail miserably.
Yeah, that'll last 4 episodes.
All right, one more thing before we begin.
No yawning.
Yeah, Steve.
I'm not yawning.
You did.
I just took a deep breath. That wasn't a yawning.
That was a hidden yawn.
No one breathes like that. Are you about to go underwater? Are you going to go deep sea fishing? Jesus. All right. Now, before we move on to entertainment.
You would have known a yawn. I would have stretched and everything. I didn't stretch.
Now, hey.
Bastard.
Busted.
I like how he gets all defensive.
Yeah.
I didn't yawn.
What are brown coats?
Brown coats are like the Trekkies of Serenity, of Firefly.
Oh.
The Trekkers, Trekkies. I don't want to get that
coats,
wrong.
Brown coats were the group that fought against the Alliance in the,
right.
in
the war. It's the self-adopted name of fans. Like Doctor Who fans are uh-huh. Whovians.
Whovians.
BSG fans are called Capricans. I just made that up. But that sounds good. I'm a Capricorn, all right? Fantastic Four did better box office than Serenity.
And that's really sad.
And this is something that I want to talk about Serenity, is that was Serenity marketed badly?
Yes, it was.
Was the
title... entire reason it failed.
Was the title Serenity just a bad title, where people were like, what the hell's a Serenity, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, I think Serenity was a poor title for it, but also I think Universal really puffed the bunny on the marketing.
Yeah, they tried to do, what do they call it, the street level,
the critically acclaimed.
The marketing campaign for people who were in the club, that were already in the club. You know, it's hey, Joe Schmo, who,
word of mouth.
You know, the brown coats. Yeah, let's
and
get
they
you
didn't
guys.
Understand is that the brown coats don't have any friends. There's no one there to spread the word to.
Browncoats, just remember, go to nowhereinmulberry.com and leave a voicemail for Bill. That would be Bill and his zombie fortified library, post apocalyptic library, I might add. How you
but
doing,
I'm not
Bill?
In the library anymore.
Oh, you're not? What's going on?
Well, the zombies have finally broken.
Oh,
and
no.
Now they're using my library. I'm in the attic. But the thing that shocked me the most.
What's that outside? I hear like machine gun fire.
Well, yeah, they have machine guns.
What?
They've learned to use automatic weapons.
Oh, you mean they've advanced like Land of the Dead?
Yeah.
So they broke in. They're studying in his library.
The thing that scares me the most is that they're not ordinary zombies.
How much knowledge do you have there in the library that they'll just feed off of?
Well, I don't think there's much knowledge in pornography.
Yeah, hopefully they won't learn
library.
Much.
I think what they're looking for, since they're not ordinary zombies, they're actually brown coat zombies.
Oh!
They're looking for my Firefly series.
So you're saying that these are fans of Firefly Serenity. They're Joss Whedon fans, essentially.
Well, I wouldn't call them fans, being that they're dead.
So they can't really purchase new material to...
exactly.
Is this just why the movie didn't do that well? Because they were dead and couldn't pay for entry into movie theaters?
Well, yeah, it's like I've said, they have no friends, so they are zombies, in fact.
Oh, Lord. You're
so they've broken in, they're looking for my everything I have that's related to Joss Whedon. I've already seen them watching my Buffy collection that I got last week.
Oh, well, that's nice.
The 40-disc collection. And now they're on to my pirated version of Serenity.
Oh, you got the pirated version of that. That's nice.
They keep rewinding the part where Wash dies, and yelling no or something. I'm not sure what's going on down there.
So the zombies are verbalizing now too.
Yeah, they're scary. I've never really been threatened by normal zombies before, but these zombies are special.
Now, you know what's funny about all this, Bill, is we actually did get some feedback over what you said about the brown coats last week.
I knew
and
it.
What did I say exactly?
Basically, you said that brown coats don't have any friends.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
And would you guys like to hear this voicemail that a...
Oh, yes. Oh, please.
You
yes.
ready for this, Bill?
I am so ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Mulberry guys. This is... Well, I'm not going to say my name on the air, but I heard what you said about brown coats. And, you know, damn you, Mulberry, Dave, or Jack, what's your damn name? Listen, I got plenty of friends with deep hearts, okay? We love our groups, and we watch our Firefly. And, you know, don't say I don't have friends. I have one really great friend. His name is Josh Whedon.
Oh, dear God in heaven, you're delusional, too.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill. The hell?
Wow.
Funny about that is that he tries to make it funny in the beginning by not knowing my name, and then at the end it just comes to him.
Oh, damn him, Mulberry Bill.
You're really good. Okay, let me just say here. let me critique this call.
All right.
First, it is incredibly unintentionally funny. Second, he has the Firefly theme playing in the background. Yes. Buddy, please, if you didn't prove just then that you had no friends.
Hey, he's a fan
of the
soundtrack.
I don't know what else
you
did.
He's a fan of the music. I mean,
listen, okay, I'm a fan of Firefly. I love the series. I turned you on to it, Jason. I love the series. I think it's one of the most incredible things that has come out of television. I loved the movie. It was okay. I didn't love it. It was okay. And I love Star Wars. I am a Star Wars geek. But you know what? Steven? I am not obsessed with it. It is not my life. I don't sit this there and play so the theme exciting. In the background.
Right. Well, you know,
can separate, you know, fantasy from reality.
Maybe he had his TV reload. He was watching an episode as he called.
I think he actually called from my library. I think that's one of the brown coat zombies that broke
in. Oh, man. That's pretty scary.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill.
That's hilarious. Buddy, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, but truth hurts.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Making friends, influencing people.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
Man, those are some great clips, weren't they, Bill?
Oh, yes.
I'm surprised we haven't hit the big time and we're not on satellite radio or something after that.
Well, I'm sure Adam Curry will be calling us any day.
Yeah, Adam Curry. Hey, look, there's Adam Curry right there. Oh, okay. Well,
I created podcasting.
Yeah, and you go in pieces, asshole. I got nothing. But anyway, our next holiday mashup bit here is entertainment. And, of course, all of you know, listening to the show up until now, entertainment's where we play movie trailers and we talk over them where you can't hear them. We talk about our favorite TV shows like Alias, The Apprentice, Lost. Of course, can't leave out Lost.
And everyone's favorite topic, Scientology.
That's right.
Because there's nothing more entertaining than a good chat about Scientology.
Damn Skippy. We've also got, you know, interviews by Steven. I hope you guys enjoy this bit, and we'll be back for the news, all right? Bill, check out right behind you. Here, take my Uzi.
Here.
Oh, nice shot. Man, you took out their kneecaps first? That's awesome.
Well, yeah, you got to torture them.
Oh, sweet. All right. Hey, guys, we'll check back with you after this segment.
Jennifer Love Hewitt does fluctuate in weight, though. Her breasts, they raise and lower, and the girth expands and detracts.
She's
I think
quite
she's
talented.
Finally put a little more weight on.
She can change it at will.
Here it comes.
All right, this is the Ghost Whisperer. And we can talk over this because
it's really boring and long.
No, okay, it starts out, for all you who don't have video, she's at a wedding, she's getting married. Uh-oh, wait.
She sees something.
It's named Vagoda.
It's Fish.
Wait, he's
Fish.
Not dead.
Aren't talking.
He's almost dead.
Melinda Gordon is listening. She communicates with spirits who are lost.
The Horse Whisperer.
I need you to help me. They told me you could. My wife is pregnant.
This is the Horse
Whisperer.
Oh, Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer.
What's your name?
Horse Whisperer.
Paul Adam. I'm a sergeant.
That was kind of out of place in the show.
Her destiny in this life is to help others find peace in the afterlife.
Why is this guy haunting you? He's lost.
What does the horse have to do with this?
Next to that guy with the laptop.
Are you saying that Village Java is haunted?
Well, places aren't haunted. People are haunted.
Paul Adams, he's from the village?
I think so.
So how can I be of service?
Draft records, enlistment records. I'm trying to get the family some information on him. Paul.
searches for their loved ones.
Are you the son of Paul Adams?
She also makes sandwiches. What does that have to do with the show?
I can't really tell you much.
But your father is listed
with
in
her for
did the army ever give you any...
I do that he was MIA, presumed dead, 3 months before I was born. My mom used to tell me stories about it.
Actually, he ran off with a
get him out of here.
You must have been dying to tell him. Tell him what? That his dead
What's
father...
What's with Aisha Tyler being in this, too? It looks like Bad Talk Sue host.
She's
in CSI, too. Oh, God, what an irritating person.
She played Brandon Walsh.
Oh, she does have a horse face. Yeah, Aisha Tyler.
There's a big change in a family.
Is there anyone on the planet who's still paying attention to this?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. She keeps seeing ghosts.
And they talk to her.
Basically, has anyone watched Medium on NBC? This is Medium, isn't it?
Does she make a lot of panting noises? To the
other yes, side. When she wakes up from her horrible dreams.
Here's what I think of this show.
But you watch it anyway.
I'd like to know why Les Moonves approved this crap.
You have a son who's very proud of you.
Because he loves
Why not just make another CSI?
I know. Okay, one more. And that's enough. Okay. Now, guys, I'm very excited about Martha Stewart Behind Bars it's called Martha Behind Bars. Because I, myself, was a big fan of the first Cybill Shepherd movie called Martha, Inc. Did any of you guys watch that? It was awesome.
Yes, yeah. I rented it from Netflix.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now,
totally.
So are you going to watch this?
Oh, I won't miss it.
When does it come on?
I thought you were going to talk about your time behind bars when you were talking about Martha Behind Bars.
This is Saturday, September 24th. It comes on tomorrow. And I'm hoping that everyone watches it so we can talk about it next
week. Today is Saturday, September 24th.
That's what I said. Today is Saturday, September 24th. It comes on tomorrow. That's what I said.
Oh, it comes on. Okay, sorry. I misunderstood.
Oh, Christ. All right. Let's listen to the trailer to Martha Behind Bars.
No. Martha Stewart was the queen of prevention.
It's a good thing.
Until the scandal.
Didn't you sell your income stuff?
I am not going to jail.
Put her behind bars.
I was told I'd be given a job. I had some thoughts on the idea.
Why don't you keep them to yourself?
The floors, they're beyond disgusting.
You got yourself a job.
Cybill Shepherd. Martha Behind Bars. It wasn't such a good thing. Martha was a bad girl. Movie, CBS, September 25th.
Awesome. I'm so there. You know,
I love that they call it a world premiere movie.
You know what? Martha is a bad girl. Do you guys really
think she watches those?
The movie's called Doom, starring Dwayne Johnson. Steven, you know who Dwayne Johnson is, don't
That
you?
Would be The Rock. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
We all love The Rock.
Love The Rock.
What I love
Can
about
you smell what The Rock is cooking? I think he's cooking bad acting.
The Rock's best part was in The Mummy Returns when he says, Makutu Mashente!
You know what? It's really awful that you remember that.
I know.
He's a big fan.
Now, guys, I noticed something in our shows. I hear a predator sound. This is what it sounds like. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Let me play it again. Now, that's Steven breathing. At first, I thought it was the Predator, but then I went back and listened to the Predator. It's very close, wouldn't you say?
Very close.
Now, while...
I've got a new headset, so it's not directly underneath my face, so hopefully off to the side.
The funny thing is I watched the Doom trailer. I actually saw it in front of Serenity, and I was like, wait, is that Steven? Oh, no, wait, that's the movie trailer. Steven's breathing's in the movie trailer. Let's all listen to the Doom trailer and see what you think. I'll let you know when it's going to come up or when it happens.
At a distant research facility, the final 10%
this
of
This
kind of
stuff always happens at distant research facilities.
I'm not very close.
I'm going to work by a close-by research facility.
Station's locked down. Threat is as yet unidentified.
Did you guys hear it? That was Steven.
Yeah.
Extreme prejudice.
Orders understood.
Good hunting. Yeah, I'm getting some good royalties for that.
Listen to this part.
Reaper. Handle ID. Duke.
Say my name, baby.
Handle ID. Destroyer. Handle ID. The Kid.
The Kid?
Handle ID. Sarge.
Game time.
The Rock is the Sarge.
Listen up, man. We're going in hot.
Now, who is the screenwriter came up with this? I know the gun will tell you when you're holding your gun.
Hey,
Jason.
You know what it is?
Target approaching.
Yeah, the gun tells you when you've got a target inside.
What is it, Bill?
Well, there. I'm sorry. I didn't want to talk over the trailer. I'll wait till it's over.
Okay.
Go to hell.
Oh, go to hell.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I love how studios are like, make sure you play some rock music over the footage. Them teenagers, they love that stuff. They eat it up. Oh, you got a little bit of chainsaw in there.
Chainsaw.
Now, even though this looks really bad, are you guys going to go see it?
I'm excited about it.
Oh, really? Bill, Doom came out this weekend. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen Doom yet.
Doom starring Dwayne Johnson. It has, you know, it's gotten better reviews than Elizabethtown. I'll say that much about it.
That's not saying much.
I've got a couple of clips from it, and when you guys hear these, I want you to focus on the great acting, all right?
Going back into the airline.
We're not calling him back up.
The Ark is sealed. Nothing gets back until everything on this planet is dead. We're going in hot.
You serious?
Is this a rehearsal or is this in the movie?
I'm wondering,
we're going in hot.
Are they reading it off of the paper?
We are going in hot.
Sounds like a cold read, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright guys, we're going to do this whole movie in one take. Kind of like they do nowhere in Mulberry.
You shoulder your weapon, soldier.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know. If The Rock tells me to shoulder my weapon, I'm shouldering it. Now, that was a talky scene. I think we need an action scene.
Stop that! We're in pursuit. Moving fast out of the dig.
Man, that music's rocking.
Bodies into place.
Yeah.
It's back in the lab.
Clear! I need more glass breaking.
I know, where's the glass? They're in metal hallways. There's none of glass around.
Pinky. I'm like daydreaming during this.
That door, use an ST grenade.
It cannot get back to Earth.
An ST grenade?
No, he pops ST, an ST yeah. in there. He's
That's a shit trap.
It explodes shit all over the walls.
Sawyer, Portman, stay here. Shut the airlock. Maintain a perimeter.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the armory.
He's going to get some feces bombs.
I need more guns.
I need some more shit traps.
Yeah. Now, I guess this movie's gotten kind of average. They're like, this movie is just kind of fast food. It's entertaining, but not any much more than
no
that.
Substance.
Right.
What a colossal ripoff.
No, you get your money's worth. It's like you're just there to see something entertaining. The main reviews I've seen have said it's basically, you know, if you've seen Aliens.
It's like playing Doom if you suck. But,
yeah, why would I want to watch a movie of Doom? I'll just play Doom 3.
What if you suck and you can't get all the way through? This is a way for people who can't play it.
The cheat codes.
One of the funniest reviews I read of this said that you could come up with better dialogue just sitting in front of your TV playing the game. So that pretty much explains... But you know what? I want to see. I'll wait to see it on DVD because it's probably going to have awesome sound. And
I'll wait to see it on HBO.
I believe before House comes on, Trading Spouses does.
Oh,
well, then
that
I know
great?
Why I'm not watching it.
This show is where the moms switch out. One goes to one house, one goes to the other family.
So it's wife swap.
Now I don't usually watch this, but the previews to this had some nut job, huge fat lady with a gap in her teeth that I just had to watch. And Vanessa,
the lady with the demonic eyes.
Vanessa, explain to us what happened on this episode.
All right, the big fat lady goes to... Yeah, she's a religious nut, okay? And they make her switch into this family that's all into astrology and,
Oh, my gosh.
The devil arts.
That's so wrong.
And
did they do that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
No.
They didn't want to create sparks for TV or anything. That would
never be
wrong.
This is good television.
So
it was unbelievable. This woman is insane.
Now, would you say the family she went to, are they really nice people?
Yeah, they're really nice. They're just very down-to-earth, the earthy kind of hippie people. They're good people, though, but she just went off the handle and was praying and...
Here,
all sorts of things.
Here's what she sounds like.
She had a more amazing door setting.
What?
This is a test. This is my God test.
It's a God test.
I feel like I've just opened a window that I just really did not want to open. I feel like I need prayer because I feel so uneasy and I'm so alone. I feel under attack, a spiritual attack.
What the hell is she talking about? She's under a God test.
Well, what happened was the couple she went and traded with, they run a radio show. It's a sex talk show.
Oh, my God.
So she had to stay. At first, she was okay. It wasn't that bad. And then
was she staying with that old lady from the Oxygen Network? Sue Johansson?
No. But they brought the guy. They had a guest come in, a psychic. And when she heard he was a psychic, she's like, I can't do this. That
uh-oh.
Is the devil.
The devil's so work.
And that
is
was
he
what
a
you
sex
heard.
Psychic?
Is that what put her under the God test?
Yes.
I just, when I hear that clip, I picture her with the brown paper bag, like, oh,
practically,
God.
Like, she's freaking out.
Now,
the God test.
But this gets better because it's a two-parter, right?
Yep. Second part.
Fox was like, this lady's such a nut job. We got to do a two-part episode.
Yeah, she's one of the
craziest
ones I've seen.
I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She's tampering in doubt started stuff. She's not a Christian. Entire house dark sided too.
Oh my God.
Gargoyles. Psychics.
Did you say gargoyles?
Yeah, they had gargoyles in their house.
Whatever. But she said gargoyles.
Everything's ungodly. Dark sided. I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior. And I don't want to.
She's a God warrior. Does she have a lightsaber?
Doing anything with my family.
I'm glad you're home.
Get the hell out of the house. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yeah!
Jeez.
Wow.
Yep. Not funny, haha, funny queer.
What the hell is Foggy?
Did she keep saying that she was a
God warrior?
Okay, but then she screamed dark-sided Jew?
No,
Emmy-worthy.
What the hell is she talking about?
Real earthy people have gargoyles everywhere. And plus, on their side of this, I guess...
They have gargoyles.
Play that again.
She says gorgoyles. Listen to this. What? It's hilarious.
Play that again.
I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She was tampering in doubt, sad and stuff. She's not a Christian. Entire house is dark, sad and too. Gargoyles, psychics. This is painted.
It sounds like she says dark-sided Jew.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought she said dark-sided Jew.
And gargoyles.
I still have it recorded. I might have to watch it.
Gargoyles!
I can watch them again.
It sounds like
she must be a Jedi Knight fighting the dark side.
Your mom.
She sounds like a very passionate person.
That's obvious.
Well, what they do in the show is each of the... To get people to get on the show, they tell them they're going to give them $50,000.
Oh, okay.
What they do is they have a twist. Is the opposite mothers have to spell out
spend
how
the other
people's family,
money.
Yeah, spend the other people's
now,
money.
Now, haven't they all seen the show by now to know that that's the twist?
I guess. I don't know.
Hello? Who's this? You're
Hi,
at nowhere
me.
In mobile. Hey, Steven! Hey,
Steven!
Guys. It's Steven, everybody. How you doing, Steven?
I'm good.
Is it a great thing?
It's
that's
a great thing
out here.
All right. You're in Los Angeles again. Apparently, we explained this last time, is that you smuggle narcotics to L.A. and then you come back to Mulberry. Is that right?
Sometimes. Yes.
relics.
You're there at your job, which we won't get into because it just makes our heads hurt, and you install wires and stuff.
Out of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
To the rest of the world.
You're staying at the Scientology Celebrity Center, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice accommodations.
And I couldn't
believe... Very nice. Clay pillows, clay tables to sleep on.
Clay pillows.
Comfortable clay pillows. Now, what was crazy is you told me you actually met Tom and Katie out there, and but it was on two different days, right? You didn't meet them together.
Correct, yes.
And Tom wouldn't let you interview him or talk to him or anything. I mean, he wouldn't let you record his voice.
Because I wouldn't go through his little spiel.
Man, you're sleeping on clay tables. You'd think he'd at least give you the time to interview him, but maybe he likes to just chill out at the Celebrity Center. Did you see Giovanni Ribisi while you were there?
Yeah, he was kind of being stuck up, too.
I wouldn't think he would.
All these Scientologists are so stuck up.
But not Katie Holmes. She just talked to you, and she let you interview her about Scientology and stuff, right?
Right. Sent you a clip.
Yeah, you did send me a clip, Steven. Thanks for that. And let's go ahead and play Steven's hard-hitting interview of Katie Holmes.
We're ready.
I'm very excited about this. It's a celebrity. All right, here we go.
You know, I spent an hour talking with Tom about Scientology. Are you a Scientologist? Have you looked into it yourself?
I have looked into it myself, and I really like it, and I think it's really wonderful.
Have you gone, have you tried any sessions at all, or any auditing or anything like that?
Yeah, and it's really, I feel like I'm bettering myself.
Cool.
So it's great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Billy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, it's weird that she called you Billy, Stephen. What was that about?
I love the canned answer she gave, like, yeah, I'm really feeling better about myself.
And
like,
it's scary that she called you Billy. Didn't you tell her your name was Steven?
That's his confirmed.
She confused
name.
Me with Steven.
She's a fan of the show, but she's a fan.
She thought she was talking to Mulberry Bill. Oh, that's
sad. Since I was asking questions like the historical stuff, she thought I was Mulberry Bill.
And checking out her ass.
And do you agree what she said is that it changes your life, Scientology?
It was changing my life.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
That's not what it was changing.
Yeah.
I went through at least one audit.
And how many...
Did they hook you up to the e-meter?
Yeah, did you hook up to the e-meter? Do you feel much more positive about your life?
I feel very positive that, I got to
interview
her, except for she forgot.
Struggling.
Do you guys get the feeling that Steven is drugged right now?
Yes, I
think there's a Scientologist guard standing behind him.
Steven,
in the room.
Can you tell us, please, the truth? What's going on there? Ah, they just electrocuted him, so...
Xenu is God.
Xenu... No,
Xenu's bad.
Xenu's bad,
Xenu
Steven.
And you shouldn't know anything about Xenu. You don't find out about Xenu until OT7.
Yeah, you're only in OT3 right now. You drained your bank account to get where you are right now.
Right.
Right.
Guys, I want to talk serious for a second. Last week's episode, Steven and I got into a little tiff, and I voted him out of the show. And I didn't know that Foggy was recording what was going on in the booth, and here's what happened.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. We're still friends. Don't worry about it. I understand. I couldn't tell you to vote me out. Do not worry about it. Do not worry about
Steven,
it.
Steven, still don't worry about it, man.
Don't worry about it, man.
I'm worrying about this.
Come together. And Mark has been...
And I call you Mark for no reason. I just like to call you Mark. Every once in a while, I just decide to call Stephen Mark.
Say his name.
Okay.
All right, Katie calls me Bill.
Katie calls Bill, I call you Mark. We all call you different names, you know. You guys all know what a huge Paul Walker fan I am.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've seen all of his movies. I love how he calls everyone bro in his movies. Fast and the Furious and the sequel, Too Fast, Too Furious. No, what the hell?
It's so funny when he says bro.
Hey, bro.
It just sounds so...
Forced? Or
yeah, it's like bro does not normally come out of
that
voice.
Like,
does
he dialogue. Look at a script and he goes, all right, cross that out. I'm going to write bro there.
Bro,
with my crayon.
If it's more than a few syllables.
But he's made a really good new movie, and I haven't seen it. I'm just going to do this based on the trailer. It's called Running Scared. And
oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's got did they dig Gregory Hines up for it?
I think
no.
so. I think they did, but he...
Did they dig Billy Crystal's career up for it?
Well, I believe the movie, what it is he works for the mob, you guys. He is a mafia.
Not the mob.
He's a mafia hitman.
Uh-oh. A mafia princess.
Which is a
Is he partners with Usher?
It's a plot idea that I've never heard of, a mafia hitman, and something goes wrong.
What? Well, you know, there really is
the devil,
no,
you say.
Anyway, let's check out the clip to Running Scared.
Yeah, Michael McDonald rules.
Foggy.
Foggy?
This is... Oh, dude, this is a wrong
Keep
running
going,
scared.
Buggy.
Is this a new career challenge?
Yeah, something with a future. Show me another career they let you shoot.
I'm going to kill that guy.
Give us some money.
You're mugging
us? This was a pretty good movie,
you
though.
You better believe it or you're dick.
It's got
Jimmy
Smits.
Come on, let us keep the driver's licenses and the snapshots.
And our badges.
Foggy, this is the wrong Running Scared. This is the old Running Scared.
What are you talking about?
Running Scared 2005.
I'm the one who made him swerve.
Oh, you made him...
Okay, sorry about that, folks. You know, sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes Foggy doesn't understand anything. Here is the real trailer to Running Scared, starring...
No, just play the Michael McDonald song.
This is starring my bro, Paul Walker.
Bro. Okay, right.
We cannot ignore South Park this week.
No.
This week on South Park, they dealt with Scientology.
Oh, yes.
And it's a subject we seem to be obsessed with recently on the
That's
show.
That's because it's so incredibly bizarre.
Scientology, I mean, is for everyone.
Since Steven is into Scientology, were you offended by this episode? Or
Well, they got a couple of things wrong.
Some technicalities.
I was on the mothership. I mean
no, what I liked about this episode, they really are telling the truth about Scientology.
The Thetans within Steven actually flew the soul catcher.
They look similar to DC 10s.
Let's hear about what happened on South Park. All right.
Great. So do you have the $240? Perfect. We're on our way. Come on over here and I'll fill you in on how the Church of Scientology works. You see, Stan, Scientology was founded by a great man named L. Ron Hubbard. Mr. Hubbard discovered that negative emotions are actually caused by things called body thetans.
Really?
Yes, and being the genius that he was, Mr. Hubbard invented a way to get rid of those bad thetans. This is called an e-meter. It's the main tool of Scientology. You just grab hold of these handles as I talk you through past experiences in your life. I'll be taking readings here, and we'll be able to determine your thetan levels.
Thetan levels.
Come on in the auditing room, and I'll show you how it works.
What I loved about this episode is basically Stan, that's the character's name, right?
Yes.
He, the Scientologists think he is the reincarnated L. Ron Hubbard, because when he did his e-meter reading, he was OT9, was that what it was, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that he's reincarnated.
Because the only other person that was OT9 was L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Is that the highest you can go or something?
No.
At this point.
There's OT8. Or no, wait. God, I'm an idiot.
That would be under 9.
I was gonna say 13, but for some reason I said 8.
No, but right now, aren't they expanding the OT levels to bring in more money or something?
You paid like this maximum amount to get to the top level, and they're like, no, we're introducing new levels. Start shelling out more money.
You've got
so
many things left in there.
But you
behind.
See, John Travolta gets a free pass. He just automatically goes to the top.
But what I
he can heal people by touching them.
But what I loved about this episode is they explain the whole Xenu thing.
Wait, that was the movie Michael.
And here's the Xenu.
We want to reveal to Stan the great secret of life behind our church, the safely guarded Scientology doctrine. Please, your son deserves to be enlightened. Stan, do you want to hear the great secret doctrine of life behind Scientology?
Sure.
All right, go ahead and tell him. Would you excuse us, please? This is highly classified church information. Usually to hear the secret doctrine, you have to be in the church for several years, Stan. Are you ready to hear the truth?
I guess.
You see, Stan, There is a reason for people feeling sad and depressed. An alien reason. It all began 75 million years ago. Back then, there was a galactic federation of planets, which was ruled over by the evil Lord Xenu. Xenu thought his galaxy was overpopulated, and so he rounded up countless aliens from all different planets, and then had those aliens frozen. Frozen alien bodies were loaded onto Xenu's galactic cruisers, which looked like DC-8s, except with rocket engines. Cruisers then took the frozen alien bodies to our planet, Earth, and dumped them into the volcanoes of Hawaii.
Hawaii. Oh,
the aliens were no longer frozen. They were dead. The souls of those aliens, however, lived on, and all floated up towards the sky. But the evil Lord Xenu had prepared for this. Xenu didn't want their souls to return, and so he built giant soul catchers in the sky. The souls were taken to a huge soul brainwashing facility, which Xenu had also built on Earth. There, the souls were forced to watch days of brainwashing material, which tricked them into believing a false reality. Xenu then released the alien souls, which roamed the Earth aimlessly in a fog of confusion. At the dawn of man, the souls finally found bodies which they could grab onto. They attached themselves to all mankind, which still to this day causes all our fears, our confusions, and our problems.
So that's what's doing it.
It's good to know the truth, finally.
I think it's funny that they changed some of it to make it even more crazy, but I think the fact that they left out the thing about how he collected the people was through an income tax audit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they should have left that.
Yeah, that's how he fooled all the aliens to coming to one place. It was a galactic tax audit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what else was there? Oh, instead of them being frozen, he tied them around volcanoes and dropped atom bombs into volcanoes.
I love it. So. And there's a part later on in the show where he's like, just do what L. Ron did. He said he closed his eyes and just wrote down whatever came to his mind.
Yeah.
Two-part movie has come out called Category 7. I mean, it looks pretty awesome. Have you guys heard about this? Category 7. It's a storm hitting. It started last Sunday. The best part is coming up this Sunday. I've got a preview of it, and Bill and I were checking this out. How blown away were you by this, Bill?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, just look at all the actors in it. Shannon Doherty, Gina Gershon, yes. Tom Skerritt, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, the great Randy Quaid.
Oh, and he's terrific in it.
Yeah.
That's a cavalcade of
stars. And Woody Harrelson's in it, too.
And you know what? The effects look like this is a Bruckheimer film. I mean, it looks like...
Oh, yeah,
like
they went all out.
Okay, let's check it out.
The most vicious storm is going to collide with a Category 5 hurricane. It's going to happen right over the top of D.C.
If this hits D.C., we're going to need to find a new capital.
It's a global crisis.
Track train derailed. The whole area is in danger of being contaminated.
We're going to dive, we stay here.
This is Category 7.
Utah, shit. Wow. I can smell it. Come on, let's go.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible. A shit cloud's coming.
Man, the Category 7 shit cloud.
Run for your lives.
Yes.
That is some serious shit.
Shannon is shot. And I thought it was done.
And it was really poorly done.
It was overblown. I mean, they way overdid it. They could have just shot her once.
Yeah.
And been done with it. But they really just like, hey, she's dead. There's no way she's going to live past this.
But the other thing that really made me angry is she was screaming, Walt.
Yeah.
And it's like she runs around a bush and then all of a sudden bombarded by this.
Yeah. Didn't Michael hear someone yelling for his kid, Walt?
I know. He's screaming the whole time. Doesn't he hear somebody screaming back?
Didn't you think they overdid her death, Vanessa?
That absolutely. It was just, oh, sorry.
It was just very violent. And Bill, didn't you think they did?
I guess.
Now, here is the clip of how she was killed, and I just think it's ridiculous.
Don't forget the shit trap grenades.
She's got to be dead after that.
Was the missile necessary?
Well, you know, you need the RPGs to really take them out.
I thought they only had one bullet. I didn't realize how well armed they were.
Rambo's out there.
Barbara Walters had a special. It was the top 10 most interesting Americans in Idaho or something like that. Yeah. And this is who I think is interesting. I'm Barbara Walters.
You sound nothing like her.
I sound exactly like her. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Barbara Walters sounds more like Elmer Fudd.
I'm Barbara Wawa. I have the view. It's like, all right, shut up, Jason.
You don't do voices very well there.
No, how dare you, sir?
You can only do kicks.
Go put on your brown coat.
No, dude, I have a tan coat, all right? Now, guys, she interviewed one of the most interesting people, and that's Tom Cruise. Now,
what?
A while back on our show, we talked about Silent Birth. Remember that, Scientologist?
Yeah.
Now,
much love.
In this clip, Tom Cruise explains to us, us who don't understand this, unless you're an operating Phaeton, what...
A small-minded...
I would explain it to you, but Tom does a much better job than me.
All right, here's what happens.
Is there a Scientology way of having birth?
Like anything, you want to be as quiet as possible. Yeah. And I know there's been misinterpretation in terms of the woman can't make any noise. I mean, that's just not true. It's nutty. No. But just calm and quiet. I want Kate to be as comfortable as possible. And whatever she's going to go through, she's going to go through. And I'm going to be there.
If she makes a noise, she makes a noise.
Oh, she's going to make noise, I'm sure. You know? I don't know.
She does in the sack, Barbara.
I don't know. You know, it's going to go through.
There's no silent birth going on in the sack. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. It's over. Does Tom Cruise make sense now?
No.
Two words. Fucking insane.
Before we get into our usual shows, I wanted to talk about a show that I happened to catch while laying on the couch and the remote was too far away for me to get up to change it.
Oh, man, I've been there.
And this is Project Runway on Bravo.
Oh!
It's one of those shows that's not for me. I'm not the demographic. I'm not into fashion and I'm not a homosexual.
The guy was gay. Gay.
Jason, nobody's that lazy. I think you enjoyed it because I would have been up changing the channel.
Now, I did get into it. Now, what the show, the basis of the show is these designers all compete every week and they design a new outfit and then these pompous asses judge it and they judge whether you're good or bad. Now, the thing that caught my attention that I knew I just had to talk about is there's this weird, like, very kind of hyper sensitive, bald homo dude, and he's just a freak, man. And you'll know right here from this clip, they kind of talk to him about how his dress wasn't really what they expected more out of him, and I wanted you to just hear the way he talks. The dude's got problems. Here it is.
I wore because I was really tired and it reflected my emotion. I was bedraggled emotionally, and so were my clothes.
I just wish that all this emotion and all this energy that you have, mm-hmm. you focus on your creation. I don't need to hear all this. I just want to see it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm not supposed to be crying. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
God.
Did he say bedraggled?
Yeah, what the hell
the
does
guy
that
was
mean?
Gay.
I don't know, must be one of those gay words.
Bedraggled. Steven, do you know what bedraggled means?
Not a clue.
I was bedraggled.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
Bedraggled. You know what it means?
I want to bite your
neck. Just looked it up. There's two definitions.
All right.
Wet. Limp, soiled by, or as if by having been dragged through mud.
Oh, so he felt like he'd been dragged through mud.
I was bedraggled.
The way he says it, bedraggled.
I think he's been bedraggled quite a few times.
Death by stereo.
Now, Bill, over time, we've done a lot of news stories, and I can't remember a single one. What about you?
No, I can't. Good shot.
You know, one thing that I do remember over time, and especially after putting together a show of clips, is just how often you hear Steven breathing on the show. And the day we don't hear him breathing, we know he's become one of the undead, and we have to put a bullet between his eyes. So maybe it's a good thing that he breathes so loud. We know
it's a staple.
We know he's not a corpse.
We wouldn't have Nowhere in Mulberry without his heavy breathing.
And the news segments are something that Vanessa enjoys doing, and apparently everyone loves her doing. You know, but back when the show started, I read the news, and, you know, in this little mashup, you'll hear how great I was at doing the news, and we don't even need Vanessa. So I just want you guys to check that out.
It was interesting.
Did you like my hand cannon? I just pulled this sucker out.
That's a beaut.
Check. I'm going to blow this dude's ear off from 2,000 yards out in high wind. Nice.
Quigley's got nothing on you.
Yeah. Quigley down under, baby. All right, guys. We'll check back with you with the next segment. I hope you enjoy this. Thank you. You're here with the news of Nowhere in Mulberry. Today, I want to talk about a news story that I picked up called Man Being Held in Bleach Attack. Wow. Steven, a Jacksonville man whom officials say is mentally retarded, remained jailed Saturday, 2 days after he was accused of throwing a bowl of bleach on a 9-year-old girl. Johnny Ray Tanner, 48, was charged with felony battery. He's in jail with bail set at $20,003, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said. Tanner is scheduled to appear in court September 22nd. Police accused Tanner of throwing bleach on the girl as she rode past him on her bicycle after school. The girl had redness and swelling on her left hip and buttock. Her clothes also were discolored by the bleach. All right, what the hell is that about?
In Glenwood Springs, Colorado, Angelique Fiorillo says that a boulder that crashed through her one wall of her second-story apartment and out another might have struck her if she had been in her usual spot watching Oprah. Fiorillo says she was at a neighbor's apartment when the table-sized rock thundered down Red Mountain Tuesday afternoon. We're like, oh my God, what is that? She said. Her husband was at work, and her two cats, Odin and Loki, took cover under a bedroom dresser and were unhurt. Rain had apparently loosened the mountainside and unleashed a slide that sent the boulder bouncing down the mountainside, glancing off tree branches, and then crashing through a corner of Fiorillo's apartment. Try saying that name three times fast. It landed on the grass lawn outside.
So, okay, let me get this straight. She was watching Oprah, or she
wasn't? No, she wasn't watching Oprah.
And she was in her normal spot watching Oprah.
Oh.
And I always knew that Oprah kills, so this is no surprise.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
All right, for all of you Tom Cruise non-fans, Katie Holmes will be giving birth without painkillers or screaming because Tom Cruise is a Scientologist.
I love you. You complete me.
He knocked her up.
Scientologists don't allow epidurals or anything.
They don't.
No drugs. You can't even scream.
Now, okay, I know L. Ron Hubbard is crazy, but why did he even go here? Or did he? Did he actually create this that women shouldn't make these?
Yes.
Yeah, silent birth is what it's called.
So they can't scream, they can't
breathe. No, because you will traumatize the child from your screams.
What about the child that's screaming?
The child is okay. He's the one freaked out coming into this world.
What about L. Ron Hubbard's child that killed himself because this man was so freaking
what
crazy?
About L. Ron who killed himself?
Obviously,
did
the
L.
mother...
Ron kill himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was his son Quentin that killed himself.
No, he killed himself too.
No way!
But yeah, I mean, I've had two children, and there's no way you could be quiet. It's impossible. But, yeah, Kelly Preston and John Travolta are both Scientologists, too. And
did she go through this?
Well, I would have to say
she screamed, give me an epidural.
They're super Scientologists.
Yeah, and she screamed. She said, you know, that it's easy for Tom. Basically, it's easy for Tom Cruise to say that, or, you know, even for...
Any man.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Try squeezing a watermelon through... A space like the size of a, you know, a quarter.
We know the space.
No, okay.
Yes.
Okay, now that I'm reading, it says that for a week the baby shouldn't hear anything.
Exactly.
This baby's going to be retarded. It's not going to get any stimulation at all for a week.
Uh-uh.
This is stupid.
Well, that's how you breed brainwashed Scientologists. You start young.
You feed them mush. You feed them food with no protein.
That's a great thing.
No, it's not, Stephen. How could you say something like that?
Just because it is.
Okay, the question is, are they still together? Perhaps they wanted to take a stand against their latest claims that their marriage was over, or maybe they just simply wanted some time alone away from all the constant media attention. But either way, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, which is actually Lachey, whatever you want to call it, both wearing Lachey. Their wedding band. That's not his real name. He just says that.
Nick Lachey.
Flew to London October 7th for a European getaway. Upon landing, they embraced and smiled at the paparazzi as they took pictures, you know, basically giving it all, making appearances. But what exactly is going on with Simpson, who's 25, and Lachey, who's a ripe old age of 31? Though the two have both been recently without wedding rings on their fingers, her rep insists they're still a couple.
Access denied.
Nick and Jessica have not separated, he said in a statement. Rumors to the contrary are simply not true.
Isn't it sad if people are really like, oh my God, are they broken up, you guys?
Oh my God.
I guess that's why they sell Star Magazine.
You can't handle the truth.
All those. But I just don't understand the obsession.
It's like, okay.
I don't either.
She's an airhead, and she's got an incredible body, and I would do things to her that are unimaginable. but I just don't care about her relationship and whether or not she's with someone else.
Now, I'm going to make an admission here that I have watched Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica on MTV.
I've watched it before, too. It's funny sometimes.
I was forced to watch that because somebody else was watching it.
Now, it's... I don't know. It's entertaining. It's sick to see people with a lot of money and nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you know what? It is. It can be really depressing.
But I don't know. I don't give a shit if they're together or not. Do you guys?
Yeah, I don't either.
No, I really don't. I don't know why anybody would care about me.
Thank you. All right, Vanessa, anytime. Next story.
Well, they're back. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn in Chicago sharing a few laughs. At least on October 11th no. at the Vic Theater, where Vince Vaughn, 35, brought his Wild West comedy show tour, and Aniston, 36, watched
Wild
from the balcony.
West what?
Her favorite part is when Vaughn showed an old clip of himself performing in an ABC after-school special about sex. At the party after the show, Vaughn grabbed Aniston around her waist, pulled her to his side, and told a few friends, "She's the best," while rubbing her back. He later gave her a kiss on the temple, and the two began dancing, eyes locked, before kissing and making out as bodyguards shooed the crowd away. Oh.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You know what's funny about that is, one, Vince Vaughn always looks like he's asleep, so I don't understand how he could be doing anything
at all. Is he a narcoleptic? Yeah, what I was going to say is, what's with his huge bags under his eyes?
Well, like I said, he always looks like he's asleep. And yes, he is a well-known coke addict.
Are you
well-known?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Well, if that's true, then my guess was right, because I looked, I'm like, man, he always looks like he's like high on something.
Yeah, he's a well-known coke fiend.
Do you guys know who else is a coke addict?
Kate Moss?
Steven is my name.
That's right, Stephen.
You know what? If Steven was a coke addict, he wouldn't fall asleep while we were talking
That's
about aliens.
Thing.
Unless he's coming down on his low, you know, off the high.
Right.
The high of being in L.A.
All right. In New York, Britney Spears threatened to take legal action Friday after pictures of her newborn son popped up on the internet, apparently stolen from a private photo shoot. At least two websites.
Well. Look who it is. Hi, bitch.
No, someone... Somebody took her a picture of her kid, and she's all pissed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it says at least two websites showed photos of Spears embracing her child, as well as a family portrait.
That's sick.
Oh, no!
Really in front of the trailer?
Yeah,
exactly.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
With Kevin Federline in the background with his 5 o'clock shadow and baseball hat.
And wife beater shirt.
Yeah, and phone pressed to his ear.
A fuzzy Elvis poster.
So was the kid, like, she just got done giving birth? And someone, like, ran in and was like...
No, she had family portrait taken by a professional.
Oh, she went to, like, Olin Mills or something?
Climber Craft.
Olin Mills.
Did it have that? Olin Mills.
I had that little signature down in the corner. And some reporters,
with that flat matte finish and the blue background.
You can wash this photo and it won't hurt
it. It's always good to have the flat matte finish because you don't get the glare. So,
God, Olin Mills.
I really
they
hope
the same poses.
I really hope that Brittany got the flat matte finish.
I hope they stretched it on the fake canvas.
You know what the funniest thing about that is? Steven and I frame pictures is they do the, let's put your photo on a stretched canvas. It's like it's a painting. No, it's not a painting. It's a freaking photograph glued to a canvas.
Then it still have the
one big pile of shit.
Olin Mills.
It still said Olin Mills, and they put this like shellac on top of it, dull finish to make it look like paint strokes.
I'm cheap.
She must be tight like a man's anus.
Yeah, the canvas. All right, Vanessa, what's the next story?
In Sydney, Australia.
Now, Vanessa, I'm not going to throw you under the bus here for a second, but I actually have a news sound clip.
Oh, boy.
It's a interview from Access Hollywood to Katie Holmes. And just listen to this interview. It's very hard-hitting. I think we'll all be riveted.
So you guys going to start putting together baby room and stuff?
Yes. We're getting that together. I'm learning how to knit.
Does that mean baby booties? And when will the happy couple who got engaged in Paris in June tie the knot? And have you guys started putting wedding plans together?
We are. We don't have a date just yet, but there's so much excitement going on. It's just amazing.
It's your first wedding. I can imagine you're going to have, like, the biggest wedding ever.
It's exciting. We don't know yet, but we're thrilled.
What's Tom saying?
So much. He's thrilled.
Like, oh, my God, you guys. Like, are they at a rave or something? Like the dance?
It's stupid music.
It's like
I wonder if they're going to put a some sort of
they're dancing
fashion
while
event.
Interviewing.
So Katie, are you excited about being pregnant?
You're
ready for this? Are you going to put a frame in the portrait?
Mortal Kombat. Kano,
get over here.
Yeah, it's like what the hell is like? Are they at like we're here at a rave? Doing X, and here's Katie Holmes. How's it going?
And she's singing X.
It's like, what the hell is going on? This is Access Hollywood. This is hard-hitting stuff, you guys. It's like, do you have a, like, Katie Holmes is walking by, and she grabs her by the wrist real hard, and she screams, come here, we want to interview you. Hi.
Throws a big chain around. Get over here.
And you can't see, in the background, you see a, it looks like one of the Emperor's guards. He's got that weird helmet on, and he's got a stick, and I guess he's protecting Katie from the tough questions.
Well, he's protecting her from the body thetans.
Yeah.
It's the Scientology honor guard.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa.
Anyone for penis?
How much did you guys love that Katie Holmes interview?
Oh,
that
was terrific. Idiot.
It's hard.
No wonder she's
stuff.
Dating him.
No, I think
just hope to clear myself of thetans. Xeno is really dangerous.
That would be. No,
I've been practicing being quiet for hours so I can have my silent birth.
Would have been better if she said, "Katie, how are you getting prepared for birth?" She goes, "No, I want to talk about something serious for a minute." All right. Xenu is in a battery-powered prison right now, and he could get out at any time. We need to make sure that battery never goes dead. And that's why I am raising millions of dollars of funds to fly to planet X2 Xenon 4 in my DC-10 airliner, and I'm going
to
recharge that battery with my ever-ready bunny thing. I got nothing.
Trying to
my child
the
is
world
the chosen
so we can
one.
Recharge it with my static child. Electricity.
Much like
Xenu has a very dangerous intergalactic Uzi.
Yeah. If you were called about tax problems, don't go. That's just Xenu. He's going to put you in a movie theater and show you films on stuff. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you knitting shit booties for your baby? I don't care about the Xenu horse shit.
Xenu.
And it's just a quick one. Britt and Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Britt. You know her personally?
Well, that's how they have the headline. Britt and
Kid. Do you hang out at her trailer?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we have some schlitz together.
Schlitz.
They made a supposed secret sex videotape that they said it's not as bad as the Pam and Tommy one, but they're afraid of it by having the raunchy footage of the two taken before she was pregnant, that it might be coming out soon.
That's the only time you want to see her.
I thought they already disproved that.
That's what they're talking about. They said that...
Shut up, dog!
I was wondering what that was. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline are afraid.
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Good times. Takes a long time to get there, but it's worth it.
Well, they're afraid it's their entourage that are threatening to release this footage.
I love that show.
Entourage?
Yes, their entourage. They're a group of the hounds that follow
them.
They're
not a very good entourage.
No, not very.
They have a group of hounds that follow them?
Well, that's what they see.
Shut up, dog!
Man, that dog sounds rabid, Bill. I gotta get that checked out.
Shut up, donkey!
He's got a donkey, too, in there.
Well, you know what's funny is that?
Man.
Britney Spears has her bra, flip-flops, and a toy bear of hers on sale for eBay so she could send money to the Mississippi Hurricane Recovery Fund.
You know what? That's I'm happy for her. That's a really good cause.
Her bra?
Access denied.
You know how many perverts would buy that in a
That's
minute
true.
For a few
That's
grand?
True.
That's easy money.
That one with
Call
a
me
star
sir, God damn it.
Who sold like an ounce of her bath water. Did you hear about that?
Something no. Like
that? I can't remember. Maybe it was Jenna Jameson that she sold an ounce of her bath water and she got like $5,000 for it or something like
That's
that.
That's freaking gross.
That was a good purchase, Bill, by the way.
Yeah. Good investment.
Worth every
It wasn't me. I'm a historian of ass.
You got yourself in trouble there with that one, Bill.
Shut up, Steven.
Big Brother is about to become monkey business. Inspired by the television reality show Big Brother, Czech public radio and television broadcasters have announced that on November 7th, they'll begin airing a new show that will follow the lives of four gorillas living together.
Boring.
The show, to be called Odahalani, it's called Discovery in English.
I thought it translated to crazy f***ing monkeys.
Yeah. It will see the primates, one male, two females, and one baby, battle it out for a grand prize of 12 melons, a delicacy for gorillas.
Did you know that monkeys can pull your arms out of their sockets?
I thought that was Wookiees.
Yeah, Wookiees too. But Wookiees, I believe, you know, you had to bring that up again because I'm still upset over Trump firing Chewie. I mean, what can he do in that next episode that would get him fired?
I think he should rip that hair off his head.
Worst episode ever.
Viewers and listeners of the show will be able to invite... A vote via phone messages for their favorite contestant, and that's how they will decide who wins.
It's like, I'm going to call and vote on that monkey?
Yep.
I know how this is.
They're really searching, aren't they?
This is Igor from Czechoslovakia. I like the big fat monkey. I want to vote for him.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What? Okay.
Is Britney Spears in with those monkeys?
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Just love that.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay.
No, it's Foggy who loves that, all right? We don't care.
dozens of children in a Baltimore area elementary school were stung by bees after stumbling upon them during a science lesson on Thursday. The entire second grade class of about 100 students at Deep Creek Elementary School were studying bees by woods.
Deep Creek?
When one child disturbed a nest of bees. The distressed bee stung 47 children, two of whom suffered a mild allergic reaction. And, of course, there was some pandemonium for a while, but nobody was seriously
there
hurt.
Was some what?
Pandemonium. I love that.
Error.
Examine. Foggy, could you just delete that one? Good Lord.
Seven children were sent home with the parents, and 40 were taken to the hospital as a precaution.
You know what? I would sue, and I would get millions of dollars.
I would sue the kid that disturbed the nest, or whatever the hell
stupid.
That's called, beehive.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Everyone knows you don't disturb a nest.
Yes.
Well, they're second graders.
You don't poke it with sticks.
Even in second grade, I think I knew not to mess with bees.
What the hell? Where'd Steven? Steven's on the show?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, it's Steven.
Did you say that even in Scientology, you know not
That's
to
great
mess
thing.
With bees?
Now, Steven, in Scientology, when you're on the clay table, can you disturb beehives?
Yes, you can, because you're protected by your
Oh, no!
Really?
All right, Vanessa, next story.
Those clay tables are so comfortable.
What about the clay pillows?
Awesome, dude.
They, you know, they form to your ear, your head.
They shape, yeah. It's like regular clay. It's not like hardened and dried clay. It's, you know.
It's Scientology clay.
It's Scientology clay. It's special clay. It has no.
That's great, Larry.
All right, Vanessa.
Women who lose their sexual desire as they age may not be the victims of hormonal changes, but may be reacting to their own body image. The more a woman perceived herself as less attractive, the more likely she was to report a decline in horniness, sexual desire or activity over the past 10 years. Our results suggest that treatment via medication or menopausal effects for this purpose seems unwarranted in light of the findings that menopausal status did not have a significant impact on sexual responding of the woman in the study.
Why in the hell are we talking about menopause?
We're not. We're talking about women's sexual
I'm sorry,
problems.
Vanessa, but I got to say, bad choice on this. I mean, for Christ's sake, none of us are near 50.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, I guess you, Bill, is talking about it's not about menopause. That women.
I don't care if it isn't about menopause. It's still menopause. I don't want to care about menopause.
It's Excess talking about women who lose their sexual desire. It has nothing to do with menopause.
No, they're prudes. Let's move on.
No, it has to do with their body image, and that's
true. Body image, body shape.
Oh, okay. Wait. This is what the story is saying: is women, they don't lose interest in sex over menopause.
Guys lose.
They lose it over their own self-body image. They don't think they're attractive.
Right.
But that's only because guys lose interest in them because they're ugly.
It's not just women at menopause. It was talking about menopause.
Billy.
Oh, I got
you know what? I think we've used the word menopause one too many times.
Why are men so...
God, Foggy.
But they said that women who especially dislike their stomachs or abdomens, hips, thighs, and legs seem to have the highest problem with.
But you know what's sad is so many women, they are like, I'm fat or I'm unattractive, and they're not. Just you're fine. You know what?
Well,
guys don't care.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Oh, really? So you would have sex with that Marguerite lady?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, right.
I like cushion for the pushing.
Unfortunately, I'm married, so I can't.
Big smile.
She honors that bond through God. All right, Vanessa, next story. Rapidly, please. Bail us out.
Procter & Gamble Company is looking into a report that an Iowa woman found a dead turtle in a package of its Folgers coffee.
Wait, a turtle in Folgers?
Yes.
That's one coffee-addicted turtle.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
How the hell did a turtle?
Folgers, that's serious.
Yeah, Marjorie Moore said she found the turtle in a vacuum-packed brick package of Folgers coffee, and she transferred the coffee to a plastic container for storage in the refrigerator, and no longer has the original packaging.
Wow.
They're sending the animal to Procter & Gamble for investigation. And, of course, they're saying, oh, this is an isolated incident, you know. We haven't had any incident like this before. And this comes out months after, you know, Wendy's had that lawsuit with Wellman claiming she found a human finger in her chili.
Right,
which of course,
yeah.
Which, of course, her and her husband were later arrested because they put the finger in there themselves.
I regularly put my finger in my chili.
But you know what? I'm sorry, but if I found a dead turtle in anything, I don't think I would ever, ever buy that product again.
I found a fried cockroach in a bag of potato chips.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it was pretty gross, and I called the store.
You called the store?
Well, no, because not only that, in a box of, you know...
Why did
like
you
the,
go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
The pancake mix, I had a bunch of boll weevil things, because I poured it and just, like ants, you know, kind of looking like they're coming out, and they were everywhere.
Jesus Christ!
It was gross.
Where the hell do you shop?
Now, guys, I forgot to play this. Here's a clip of Marguerite going to sleep. I guess she's snoring.
I thought that was... sounds like Steven breathing.
good old Steven. Poor Steven.
Get escaped from the predators last week, and I'm back.
Yay! It is also the fastest creature on two legs and can run up to 43 miles per hour.
Is this in Cyprus, the country, or like Cyprus, the city in the U.S.?
It just says Cyprus, so I'm assuming the country.
Okay. That's a huge bitch!
But it took them 3 hours to catch it.
Those things are crazy. I went to an ostrich farm once that they used the ostriches for meat, and those things just run around like nuts.
You know what's weird? I heard that Britney Spears has an ostrich farm.
Well. Look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Yeah, and Kevin Federline runs it.
Yeah, they're on the skids. They're right now.
Yeah, they used to call him K-Fed, but now you can call him Daddy instead.
Yeah, he's I guess he's partying too much. But, duh. What did you expect?
I heard he bumps into a lot of stuff because that fedora he wears covers his eyes. So he's got bruised shins.
Plus, he's got that that constantly unshaven look.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what's with that?
He needs, it's like a dog and a cat needs whiskers.
Yeah.
He needs unshaven look so he, doesn't bump into things.
So he can keep his balance.
Yeah, it's balance.
Hey,
because he's always drunk.
I'm going to start doing that. That sounds, works for me.
Get a cat-like agility.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
I'm very hurt.
What hole did I pull that out of? Hey, would you guys say that this drop defines our entire show?
Struggling.
Close, yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right, in Los Angeles, the former Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss, whose previous career running a call girl ring landed her in prison, is returning to the world's oldest profession, but to open a Nevada brothel catering to women.
Is it kind of like that HBO show, what is that called, Bill?
Cat House.
Yeah, I knew Bill would know.
This is for women. It's, talking about, because she says that.
Men are selling their bodies.
Man, I feel really bad for those men.
I'm going to go fill out an application.
They're going to come in there.
Wait, now why would you feel bad for the men?
Can you imagine some of the pigs that are going to come into there?
What about the women, the fat-ass, sweaty men that come in there?
I feel sorry for them, too.
That's wheels off.
Exactly.
You can't feel sorry for these people because they choose that life.
Exactly.
This is the life they've chosen.
They charge $250 an hour.
Nice.
Plus,
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well,
Predator is worth
it.
He loves the brothels.
Right on, lady. Give us some men. Some beefcakes.
Okay. Vanessa, will you be using this service?
Beefcakes, not
Where's the beefcake would be good right there.
Would you, like, say...
Access denied.
Would you pay, like, say, $5,000 for a night with one of these guys?
That's pretty bad.
Say a guy who looks like Lorenzo Lamas?
Ew.
Hello.
Not like Mike Madonna, Hugh Jackman, sure. But not Lorenzo Lamas.
I thought women liked Lorenzo Lamas. I mean, that show Renegade kicked ass.
What about the butter guy? I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, Fabio? Would you pay to have sex with Fabio?
I can't believe I can't talk. I would pay to see another goose smack into his head.
Energy cell exhausted.
Oh, yeah. The goose that flew into his face on the roller coaster. That was awesome.
Yeah, and the look on his face was hilarious.
The broken nose with the blood coming out.
That was so awesome. That was one of the best news stories ever. I wish our show existed for that news to happen now.
Now, in trained wasps could someday replace dogs for taking out drugs.
Trained wasps?
Yes.
Like trained white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
No.
Plenty of those
I was
around.
Waiting for that.
You've got troubles, Mac.
All right. Trained wasps could someday replace dogs for sniffing out drugs, bombs, and bodies.
That's awesome.
Yep. Scientists say a species of non-stinging wasps can be trained in only 5 minutes and are just as sensitive to odors as man's best friend.
That doesn't take long.
Yes, but what happens whenever they go insane?
Oh, gnarly!
Could you train them to kill? Like, kill,
no,
kill!
They're non-stinging wasps.
Damn.
They'll eat them.
Dang. Okay, you lost me there.
Pinchers.
All right, with the use of a handheld device that contains the wasps but allows them to do their work, researchers have been able to use the insects to detect target odors such as a toxin that grows on corn and peanuts and a chemical used in certain explosives.
Can I ask this question? Okay, a dog can bark when he's found something. Does a bee go, you know, like, go get him? He's like, zzz, zzz, zzz. And you're like, okay, he found it. He found a bomb. You know, how do they tell them what they find?
Well, that's what
lost.
I'm about to tell you. Let me tell you.
Timmy's stuck in a hole?
Yeah.
It does not compute.
Well, what happens is if when they smell something that is naughty, they go near the what's called a little vent is where they all seem to migrate towards this vent like they sense something sweet. So that's how they can tell, is they all migrate towards this one point in this little box.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's actually a lot cheaper because, you know, a dog takes about $15,000 per dog to train and requires about 6 months of training, whereas a wasp, it's 5 minutes and it's free.
Who the hell came up with this? He's like, hey, have I got something to sell you guys? Forget about dogs, I got wasps, train wasps!
The USDA, yeah, they discovered a tiny predatory wasp known as a Micropletus.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her!
You just made me spit coffee on my nose. Oh, man. Oh, that was good. Oh, I love that movie. I'm a Back to the Future coat.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
But they can work for 48 hours, and then they're released to live out the remainder of their 2 or 3 week lifespan.
Wow.
Ain't it awful?
That's terrible.
That's just such a weird-ass
Someone
story.
Someone called PETA.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that.
Yeah, very PETA. Interesting.
Bedraggled.
Oh, man. This show gets better and better, Bill. That was the funniest crap I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm laughing so hard I couldn't breathe.
I can't believe I'm part of this show. Now, I know Foggy is still kind of scared, but Foggy, hey, have we kept you out of the shit or what? You know? Man, this guy is such a chicken, man. The zombies are going to get me. Dude, just play your little sound drops, and you'll be all right, all right? And, you know, in fact,
I think he's doing something else up in those bushes.
Yeah. What are you over there doing?
Access denied.
Oh, Billy.
I don't know what that means.
Somehow coming from Foggy, that just doesn't feel good.
Dude, check it out.
Screw this small judo man.
There's a zombie doing karate over there. Nice shot. You took out that karate doing zombie.
Screw the small judo man.
That's right. I wish old
That's a great thing.
Steven could be with us killing these zombies. But, you know, he's busy. You know, it's pretty tough going to Vegas and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
Now, our next segment of mashups is Movie Drops, a game that I invented, copyright the J-Strom. So, any
Creative
of you...
Commons license.
Creative Commons license. Now, what it is it's a game where I play sound clips and you try to guess what the movie is. It started out at the beginning of the show being very easy, and it's gotten very difficult over time, wouldn't you say, Bill?
It has its moments of difficulty.
Yeah, it does. Now, I want you to listen to this little, you know, this is kind of the best of Movie Drops, and you'll see what a fantastic game it is. If you hear this on another show, it's just a mere ripoff of my show. So,
yeah, hint, hint, we know you're doing it.
Oh, there's Mr. McCready again. Man, what kind of gun is that? Does he have?
I think it's like a Browning or something.
It looks almost like he took parts from different guns and pieced it together.
No, you know what that is? That's one of those crank-turn rail guns from Outlaw Josie Wales.
Sweet! A rail gun. Awesome. I love rail guns.
Oh, gnarly!
That guy's a creative genius, if you will. All right, guys, check this part out, and I hope you dig it. It's time for the Movie Drops game, where Vanessa tries to guess which movie that I'm talking about.
Poor Bill.
Not that I'm talking about. Man, I screwed that up. I'll get that better with episode 4. All right, Vanessa, it's time for you to figure out what movie this is. No one can help you unless you get it wrong 3 times. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, here's the first one. And get it wrong at least the first time so I can at least play the second drop. Because I took some time to do this. Okay, here's the first one. Everyone listen.
Hey, this is a private residence, man. Oh, nice marmot.
All right, any clue?
Oh, I'm supposed to guess it wrong, right? Wizard of Oz.
Wrong, okay.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, here's the next one, and this one does have an F-bomb.
You're not
going
to tell us what it is?
No, I'm going to play several clues before I let you know.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, more for the same movie. Okay, Vanessa, what is this movie?
They were Nazis, dude.
Oh, come on, Donnie. They were threatening castration.
All right, any clue?
Can you play it again?
Sure.
They were Nazis, dude.
Oh, come on, Donnie. They were threatening castration.
First party saying, are they Nazis what?
They're Nazis, dude. All right, okay, you didn't get that. Okay, how about this one? And this one does have an F-bomb, so get the kids out of the room for this one.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Ow! Fucking fascist!
Got any clue?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Do you have no clue?
They're all from the same movie.
Bill, you guessed.
It's the Big Lebowski, dude.
Yay.
I've never seen it.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's a great movie. And it has Tara Reid before she hit the wall.
Before
hit the bottle?
Before that must have been
hit the bottle.
All right, Vanessa, are you ready for round 2 of Guess the Movies game?
I am so excited. I can't
Movie drops.
Myself.
All right, here we go.
You have been a bad boy.
Got any clue?
Am I supposed to guess wrong again?
No. Guess. Just guess.
Tron.
Wrong. Okay. Here's another clip. See if you get this one. Fisher's goodbye. You got any clue?
Nope. Is there another one?
Here's the last one. You better get it this time.
Everywhere. Nowhere.
Dark Man.
Yay. You got one right. You can get this one.
Why, Garfield? You cruising for a piece of ass?
Did I hear... piece of ass?
That's
yes.
What I heard.
Yes.
Are you cruising for a piece of ass?
All right, here's a new one. That was from Highlander. It's when Connor McLeod says, why, Garfield, you cruising for a piece of ass? All right, a little bit of a change-up on this game. I decided to make it more interesting by having Bill and Steven partake in the game also. Here's how it's going to go. I'm going to play a clip, and each of you gets a chance to say what it is. We don't have buzzers or anything like that, so let's just go, okay? Here's the first clip. Whoever knows it, just say the name of the movie first.
Okay.
God damn it, man. I swear, you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times. I'm out of here.
Fargo?
Nope.
Bill?
I don't know.
Basketball.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Can you see the console here, Steven?
No.
I gotta say, Steven, that's not a good thing that you know what that clip's from.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good thing. You know what? It's a great thing.
It's a great thing.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing.
All right, let's go on to the next movie. So much for all the clips I prepared for that movie.
Go ahead and play the rest of them.
No, don't play the rest of them.
All right.
No.
I'm going to play at least 3 clips, then you will guess. All right, here we go. Here's the first one.
You'd be willing to show your naked rear end in a movie?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right, that's clue number 1. No one say a word.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
Here's the next one. Here's clip number 2.
Strange people are coming up to me on the street. They're speaking some secret white language that I can't decode.
All right. And here is clip number 3.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, actually. I have quite a bit of experience. I'm an active renter at Blockbuster.
Anybody know?
Bill?
Bowfinger.
That's it, sir. All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Round 3.
Okay, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
That's clue number 1.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
All right. That's number two. And here's clue number three.
What were they, psychos?
They look like psychos. Is that what they look like? They were vampires. Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them. I don't give a fuck how crazy they are.
All right. What is the movie, Vanessa? Quick.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to play one.
It's certainly not Batman and Robin.
And if there is a hell, and those sons of bitches are from it, then there has got to be a heaven, Jacob. There's got to be.
All right, Bill, what is the movie?
What was it? Dead by Dawn or something?
No, I'm sorry, well, Steven.
Dusk to Dawn?
Dusk to Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn, that is it. So far, yeah, Steven's up 2-1. Vanessa has no chance of winning at this point, but Bill could tie it up.
Yeah, right.
Now, here is the fourth movie. Movie drops!
I have killed. I have helped kill. I have killed part of myself. I cannot change this. I must seek Buddha. I must seek Christ.
You must seek therapy.
All right, that's clue number one. Here is clue number two.
I myself am a master of the custodial arts. Or a janitor, if you want to be a dick about it.
All right. And now here's clue number three.
Lady, $7 for a used Kenny Loggins record? I'll give you $5.
He autographed it himself.
I'll give you $4.
Anyone know what the movie is?
Hold on.
No.
If you don't, I have one more clip.
Play one more.
Okay.
Yeah, one more.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
Is that half-baked? Or?
That's half-baked. Vanessa, yay!
Vanessa gets a point. Yay.
All right, Steven wins this round of movie drops. I'm not fooling around this time, guys. This is going to be the hardest movie drops ever.
We heard that one before.
I've got three movies, and this is the way we're going to do it. I will name who, after I play the clips, is going to guess. Okay, here's clue number one.
It's perfect! I won't have to change this at all!
And clue number two.
She's no great piece of ass.
And clue number three.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
All right, Bill, what movie is it?
I have no idea.
All right.
Me.
Here's clue number four, Bill.
I've got a special purpose!
Oh, is that the jerk?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. On to movie two. Dos.
Klaus is a moron who knows only what he reads in the New York Post.
All right, that's clue number one. Everyone get that?
Who do you favor in the Virginia Slims tournament?
In women's tennis, I always root against the heterosexual.
All right, and clue number three.
Wait. You dropped your phony dog poo.
What phony dog poo?
Steven, what is the movie?
The cow.
Do you want a clue number four?
Yeah, give me number four.
Let me guess.
How do you say indispensable?
Indispensable.
That's what I thought.
All right, but Steven, what is it?
I'm going to lose this one, aren't I?
All right.
It sounds like a Pink Panther movie.
Me.
Unfortunately, you've run out of time.
I don't know.
All right, Vanessa, what is it?
Top Secret.
All right, that's it.
Oh.
All right, Steven, unfortunately, you've been eliminated. You can no longer play.
Hey. You're fired.
All right.
All right, now it's the special bonus sudden death thing. All right, guys.
That's very descriptive.
Now, I will play three clips until you guys guess. All right?
So we can guess any time?
No talking over any of the clips. Oh. Here's clue number one.
You disappoint me. Not very wise.
All right, that's clue number one. And clue number two.
The fate of billions will depend upon you. Sorry.
Oh,
all right, and here's clue number three.
Your soul is mine.
All right.
Highlander.
Bill, wrong. Vanessa?
I thought it was Highlander 3, whatever that was.
Wrong. You're both wrong. Okay, here's clue number four. And you guys can give the name of it during this clip if you figure out what it is first.
Okay.
You got a guy with things coming out of his hand. We got another guy who freezes stuff. And then there's a man who, as far as I can tell, is
made
out
of combat. Yeah, Bill got it.
Like that. What is going on here?
Woo! You won, man. Movie drops. Oh, man. I love this show. That was genius.
Really?
Man, I can't believe that you didn't get that one guess, Bill. Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed this edition of Nowhere in Mulberry, our holiday mashup, or as I like to call it, the holiday cop-out. That's where we don't even do a show. But hey, we're busy trying to take Bill's library, and we're going to in a few moments. Bill, stick your ear up to the door. Do you hear what's going on in there?
Yeah, I hear them doing dialogue, doing scenes from Firefly.
That's okay. Dude, check this out. I brought it with me. It's a damn minigun.
Sweet.
Now, I borrowed this from a guy who apparently bought it from some kind of Predator auction. Okay, it's Steven, all right? He collects memorabilia from Predator, all right? He loaned
me
the...
why? He is a Predator. He's collected. He already has it.
We put the firing pin back in it. It was that easy. But it fires 410 shotgun shells. It's pretty awesome. Now,
aim for the head.
Bill, it looks like you've got one of those kind of lever-action shotguns, like from T2. That's pretty sweet. Where'd you pick that baby up?
Oh, it was at the local gun shop. They had a couple of them left over from Columbine.
Damn, I didn't know those were that common, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, we got to be very quiet. Now, Foggy, you better promise you stay right behind us. Don't worry, you won't get bit by a zombie or anything like that. All you got to do is stay behind us, get some good sound on this. We were going to unload on these bastards. We're going to take back the library. All right?
Fuckers have been in here for too long. My library!
That's right.
We pissed them off.
Yeah. Don't be too loud. We're going to take them by surprise, baby. That's the way it's going.
Right. I don't think it's a surprise anymore.
Now, in case I die before we burst in, I know they're coming, but let me just get this out. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email and tell us what you thought of the mashup holiday edition, or the cop-out, as we call it. Also, leave a voicemail at 1-206-202-3491 and call and leave us a phonic voicemail. Is that right, Bill? Is that the way they say it in the biz?
Phonic. Yeah.
Go to nowheremulberry.com and you can find links to all of our favorite stuff and stuff
along
like
with
that.
The forum.
Yeah, the forum. Go to our forum and type little messages and stuff and we'll read it and it's great.
Yeah, we might even reply
yeah.
once in a while.
Hey, we're always on there. Come and visit us, please. It makes me sad. Now, okay, Bill, we're going to go on three. We're going to bust in there and we're going to kill us some zombie bastards, all right? You ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, we're going to do it on three, okay?
On three, okay.
One, two.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
Do you mean on three or after you say three?
No, wait. Okay, one, two, three. One, two, three, and then go, all right?
Okay, after three we go.
Yeah, after three. We both say three and then boom, right in the door and just unload. Unleash hell.
We don't say go, we just go.
Right, don't say go, just like...
Okay, after
and just
three.
Unload, just do your lever action, I'll have the
I'm there.
The minigun, okay, ready?
All right, let's do
this. Oh, man, I'm kind of getting nervous here. Okay.
Just take a deep breath, aim
there
for the head.
There could be like 300 of them in there or something, huh?
You know what, we got powerful guns, we can take multiples
yeah,
out
hell
at the
yeah,
same time.
Dude,
you got them shit trap grenades?
Yeah, shit. I got ST grenades. I got. I've got a working phaser from Star Trek. I see you've got a lightsaber there. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, set that phaser to kill.
I've got actually a monkey bomb. What it does is you pull it, and it explodes, and monkeys just fly everywhere and start just like ripping ears off and limbs and stuff. It's awesome.
Sweet. So that'll keep them occupied.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Let's do this.
Okay. Here we go. One. Two. Three, go, go, go!
Go, 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 okay.
Kill them all!
It's an old lady!
Whew, man.
Is that all of them?
I think so. Wait, there's one over there moving. I think he's crawling out the door. Get him. Oh, nice. Mercy kill. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to... Oh, wait.
What have they done to my library?
Dude, there's like crap everywhere. There's like pizza boxes. I thought they ate human flesh. What are they doing ordering pizza?
My God.
They
used my credit cards.
Oh, jeez. What's... Is this new porn you haven't even opened yet?
Hello.
Is it porn?
Wait, where's Foggy? Foggy?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Where the hell's... Dude, I think...
Foggy?
I think it's friendly fire. I think we took Foggy down.
I don't see him. Is he underneath the bodies?
Wait.
There's something moving over there.
Look. Oh, look. He's hanging off the ceiling fan. Dude, how did you jump that high? Wow. That's pretty amazing.
You sure using one of them monkeys?
Dude, I think Foggy's part monkey. We learned something today on this show.
Terrific, Foggy.
Well, we finally took back your home, Bill. How does it feel?
It feels good, but just looking around, it's going to take a lot of work, man.
Let's go ahead and shut this door and get rid of all these flies and bugs and stuff. Okay. All right.
We're going to have to clear the other rooms, though.
Yeah. How many more could there be in here, though?
Well, they seem to all congregate around the television, but you never know. Some of them might not like Firefly.
Dude, there's one running away with your Serenity poster. Get him.
You prick. Come back here.
I'm very
sorry. Oh, nice shot. Blew off his kneecap.
Wait a second. I don't own a Serenity poster.
What?
I don't own a Serenity poster.
You mean they're just decorating your house? And that's insane.
My God. You see what we're in the freaking cargo bay of Serenity. they've redesigned my house to look like a freaking cargo bay.
This is
a
pretty
fictional ship.
This is awesome, man.
This isn't awesome. This sucks.
Dude, look, here's Kaylee's part with the you got the engine room just like on the Firefly here.
Son of a bitch.
Man, this is sweet. I'm going to go up on the deck.
Dude, don't encourage them.
Apparently they have a sonar like a submarine. How do you get the
space sonar?
There we go. Open the space door. I don't remember a space door being on there, but as you can tell, Foggy is alive and well. Thanks everybody for checking out our holiday mashup. It was awesome. We'll see you next week.
Totally, man.